You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
You're listening to Carousel Radio.
Broadcasting a creative voice of people with a learning disability.
Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
Hello and welcome to Carousel Radio.
I'm Fran.
I'm Claire.
And I'm Jason. For this show, once again, we'll be asking if you were the most powerful person in the country, what would you do to make our lives better when I'm Prime Minister?
We'll be hearing more regular diaries in Sounds Like My Life, where people with autism and learning disabilities talk about the changes and triumphs in their daily lives.
And we'll begin by heading down to the beach for some stories inspired by the sea. Review me and the sea!
All that to come on this episode of Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio!
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio!
Radio!
The sea, the beach and coastline hold a special place in the human imagination. It is where we go for adventure, to sail away, to chill out, to explore, to play, to catch fish, to eat, to drink, for stone skimming, to think, to daydream. We wandered down to Brighton seafront to hear what was going on.
My memory about the seaside. I used to go to the beach with my nanny in the 1960s with my nan. The Brighton Beach, the West Pier. There was people singing, dancing, boys dancing, children singing songs. The children used to watch the puppet show. We had a picnic as well. I got lots of cake, lots of ice cream, candy corn, toffee apples. It's on the rise where the old horses go up and down on the wing of the carousel. Women with long dresses and the big hats and lots of pebbles and starfish, seaweed, jellyfish and the light of the shine, sunshine. Making you feel good and happy. I have a lot of lovely memories of my nan, and I love my nan so much, I miss her. She's in my heart all the time. She makes my heart roll. I can still see her standing on the beach under the pier.
I went to the beach and it made me feel calm.
Nothing beats the view.
It's always too hot for my liking. There's no shade around. I miss the time when the fish and chips were actually in the newspaper.
And I like the waves. I hate the crowd of people on the beach.
Tourists are the worst.
I dislike the stones, but I love the sand.
I skimmed stones with my nephew there once.
Lots of people throw things on the beach, and they shouldn't really do that. Like bottles, rubbish, junk food, make it untidy, not being nice, smelling horrible.
Someone brought me a stick of rock once and it tasted delicious.
The curse of the Sea-Wreck stories. Have you heard the curse of the Sea-Wreck down the depths of the underworld hell? I was on holiday in the local area and I had heard screams of terror on what I saw. Someone or something is coming out of the sea onto the rocks, its eyes red. I heard the stories, myths, legends of the sea wreck being cursed and haunted. The shadows with red eyes is coming closer and closer towards the local people. Ever since that day, I have nightmares about the sea and what's down below the deep. Some say it's a monster. Some say it's the devil under the sea. Some say it's pure evil. I have found this cursed sea wreck, and the end, my nightmares and fears of the sea. The curse of the sea wreck stories. 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 I go in my boat with my crew to the location of the cursed spot. The guide points to where we dive into the water. Here we go again. As I was swimming in the sea, I sensed something strange and evil. Then I saw it look at me with a deep red eyes, a shadow coming towards me. I take a deep breath. In front of me was a known species of creature. It then screams and vanishes. Some people believe it's an alien underwater. The curse of the sea wreck stories. 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 The curse of the sea wreck stories.
We will return to the sea in the next episode.
Thanks to Chazza and Paula for taking part in You, Me and the Sea.
Sea facts!
So for a moment we're going to talk about sharks. Did you guys know that sharks don't have bones?
I don't believe you.
They honestly do. Sharks don't have bones.
More specifically, they have a bone-like thing derived from cartilage, but cartilage isn't bone, so it's the same stuff that your nose is made
of. Yeah, so they don't actually have bones.
They don't have bones.
Yeah. Also, sharks, believe it or not, the shark's skin itself is actually made of the same thing their teeth is made of. So an entire shark's body is nothing but teeth. Which means if you were to gently rub its nose one way, perfectly smooth, rub it the other way, your hand would be shredded to pieces.
Oh.
So a shark is nothing but teeth.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
And now we are going to hear about the future of our country in When I'm Prime Minister.
Hello, my name is Jacob, and I am currently enrolled on an internship programme for people with learning difficulties. The aim being to gain paid employment with the support and mentoring of Team Dominica staff. If I could have an audience with the Prime Minister, this is what I would say. Today I am here to address the government's actions towards helping people with learning difficulties, rather than treating people with learning difficulties as a statistic. We need to be treated with dignity and respect, as I can't help but think we are just pushed to the side and considered an inconvenience and an outcast to society. Rather than a person with needs that should be met by a system that governs us and ultimately our plans for the future.
You have just heard from Jacob at Team Dominica in a candidate broadcast for the future Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. What I want to discuss about today is, being the Prime Minister, you've probably got the most power in the country, right? If you were to bring back one thing that was lost from the past, what would you bring back?
Ooh.
For me, plastic straws. Because paper straws, I get it, but they're a nuisance. Because you sit down at a restaurant, you pop your straw in, you leave it for about 5 minutes, you go to use it, and the whole thing's disintegrated. You're basically wasting more paper straws than you want plastic ones. But I'd rather have one straw than 10.
Admittedly, it's not really a law or anything, but if there's one thing I truly miss, it's mobile phones with buttons.
Yes! Like the old-fashioned design from 2006. The best phone designs.
The immediate feedback knowing that, yes, you did actually press the thing you wanted to press.
No, I used to have a flip phone for 15 years.
You've showed me.
Yeah.
And I've only stopped using it because it's died on me and I still wish I had it.
I like buttons.
So, Fran, if you were a Prime Minister, if you could bring one thing back that was lost, what would you bring back?
Horse and carriage, because I love going in the carriage.
That's a fair enough answer. You set off a smoke signal, this carriage shows up. You didn't get in. Tell the guy where you want to go on this really old-fashioned paper map. And then you pay him whatever he tells you at the end.
You have to pay him in shillings.
Yes! You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Luminous Star Child is a pianist, composer and producer from Croydon and an artist with Club Soda. He is a classical pianist who began to write and produce electronic drum and bass music during the COVID lockdown. He released his first EP on SoundCloud. It is called Lucid Dreaming. From Lucid Dreaming, this is Dreamscape. From the SoundCloud EP, Lucid Dreaming, that was Luminous Star Child and Dreamscape. You can connect with Luminous Star Child through Instagram at virtualpianist_official. Luminous Star Child recently performed at Carousel's Blue Camel Club, which took place as part of Brighton Fringe Festival.
Because when a white hat that lit up with blue and white flashy lights, so I must admit, I was quite jealous. And he performed a good set.
What did you guys think of the Blue Camel Club?
It was fun. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was fun. It was good.
Basically, the Blue Camel Club is a nightclub for people with learning disabilities, where they just show up, hang out and rock out to music being played by our DJs. My job was just to introduce each DJ and it was a blast.
I worked there and I had to make sure that people who didn't have any health and safety issues.
I worked, so I made sure people got in with tickets and I stamped their hands and took tally, and I also performed with Carousel Chorus. We performed Freedom, Churchyard, and we recently went to the studio to record these songs. That will be available in the future.
Carousel's Blue Camel Club.
Funky and fun.
It's a monster party. So, Fran, is there anything fun coming up this month?
Well, there is.
Yeah?
Yeah?
The Rockcast returns at the Green Door Store on the 19th of June from 7 p.m. till 9:30 p.m. Since 2009, the Rock House has been an accessible gig, where learning disabled bands rule the stage, and the show will be no exception. The Rock House returns stronger than ever, with a stellar lineup of acts that will work out, including Coasters, Fuzzbomb Flash Band, Rock House Rap Game, and more special guests. Tickets are £4.50. Buy tickets at ticketsource.co.uk or look up Carousel on social media.
At Carousel Art UK on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter.
See you there!
Now it's time to hear from some real people in the real world in Sounds Like My Life. We ask people across the world to share the challenges and triumphs of their daily lives. In this episode, we will be hearing from Philip, Sam and Joel. First up, let's hear from Sam.
I travelled to somewhere in London for my friend's birthday thing. When I got to the venue, there was a security guard and I didn't know what to do. I tried to explain why I was going in. I ended up walking out because it was too difficult. My friend whose birthday thing it was said she wasn't there yet. So I was waiting outside. It was raining a bit. And I thought, should I keep hanging out with this friend if this is the sort of thing that's going to keep happening? While I was waiting, I saw two of her friends. One I hadn't seen in years and one I'd only seen at work things. We hadn't been able to properly socialise for years. We went into a pub while we were waiting and hung out, and then it was great. It was great to hang out again. It was really nice. My friend I hadn't seen in years said he had seen stuff I'd put on social media of my videos, my poems and my songs, and thought they were really good, which was really nice. I didn't know that he'd seen them, and it was really great to know that. My other friend said they were good as well, which was nice. I hadn't had her say that much about my stuff. I hadn't thought this group of friends would meet again, so it was great to hang out again. This was before the actual birthday thing. There were four of us from this old group of friends, as well as my friend's boyfriend, family, and other friends. I even managed to overcome some of my issues with OCD I have to work on dealing with, which I sometimes get better at, sometimes relapse with. With door handles, I'm very scared of touching them because of how people will be, you know, sneezing on their hands, picking their noses, etc. Then touching door handles, I don't want to get that on my hands. I started just touching the bottom of the door handles where I didn't think people would have touched. While we were out, I did notice some women I wanted to start dating, but didn't get a chance to talk to them. Whenever there's a possible opportunity, when I'm out and I see someone I like, I don't manage to go up to them and talk to them. I went back on the train with my friend and her family, her partner, her friend. And it was sad to hear her friend mentioning having a partner. Even though I wasn't 100% sure I wanted to date her, it was still sad to know that everyone else seems to have a partner but me. On the train home, I could see a couple snogging and it really upset me. This sort of thing really triggers me, seeing someone else's relationship shoved in my face. And I ended up getting really annoyed and just walking away from them. I felt isolated from my friends I'd been hanging out with. Even though I knew that checking my online dating profile would make me more depressed, it was really hard to resist the compulsion of checking it. Later on the train journey, I did manage to move back to my friends. Even though it's great, any chance I get to hang out with my friends and have a great time, the issues I face with being single and how they affect me keep coming back.
And this is Philip.
Hey guys. So today wasn't... It's been kind of rough recently. I've had to sell my computer and I can't really make music. And but yeah, I went for a walk and I was able to accomplish at least that today. I wrote another song too. I decided to challenge myself and write a love song. And well, me and my writing partner, it was actually pretty fun. I think it's pretty adorable. I'm proud of it. You know, it's nice to be able to do something, accomplish at least one thing a day. Of course, if you don't do anything in a day, that's still not the worst thing. You know, we all have lazy days. We all have days we need to relax. But when that's all you have, it gets monotonous and it gets kind of sad. So it's nice to have a win. Anyway, thanks. You guys have a nice day. Bye.
And this is Sam.
I had wanted to go to open mics that were more based in London rather than just going to the ones that my friends ran that weren't necessarily going to be as likely to help my career. I finally managed to go to one more based in London, but I felt really alone. It was very difficult just being by myself there. I needed to have friends there, and my friends are usually not available when I ask them to hang out. I used to be better being by myself when I went to open mic nights years ago, but not now. I didn't think I really performed that well. It definitely wasn't my best performance, but a lot of people said they thought I was really good. Later on, it was a shame that I couldn't manage to talk to three women I wanted to go out with who were there. I noticed other people could talk to them, though. Other people could talk to them and be friendly with them, but I couldn't. And it just reflected how I keep feeling I have no chance of going and meeting someone. I don't have the social ability to go on and move on with my life and find someone. When I was at home, I watched a music video of a band who I years ago had ruled out listening to because of how commercial they are. The Good Charlotte song, Hold On. Even though I'd ruled out listening to them, the song and the music video always meant a lot to me. And the music video included people who had experienced suicidal thoughts or who had lost loved ones to suicide. So I needed to listen to that song and see the video. When I was trying to sleep and I had some disturbing thoughts I couldn't get rid of, I couldn't stop focusing on these thoughts, I put my white noise machine on. Even though the machine didn't help me sleep, it did distract me from my thoughts and I could focus on the noise instead.
And this is Joel.
Everyone, as I'm sure many of you may know, my name is Joel Cooper. I usually work with Carousel. Before this, I used to do a thing called 4am Rambles. However, I stopped doing it because I, well, sort of present the show, so I grace your ears pretty much every month. You may notice that my voice sounds a bit weird. That is because I had a small fire in my kitchen. This happened because when I turn off my hob, I turn it off at the plug. It's an electric cooker. But sometimes I forget to turn off the dial. What this means is when I turn it on at the wall, it activates a hob without me noticing. On this day, I wanted to reheat some pizza, so I put the box on the hob without realizing the hob was on. Now, if you don't know, cardboard doesn't flame, but it does smoke a lot. So I put it on the hob, walk away to, I think I was playing a game or two, and then I was like, oh, surely my oven is preheated by now, because I had an old smoke alarm, and therefore I turned it off because it kept misfiring. So I have a kitchen without a smoke alarm, slowly filling in smoke without me noticing. I then go back, and you can't even see the other side of the room. It was so full of smoke. Naturally, I had what everyone's obvious reaction is, which of course is, oh no, my pizza. So I ran over, opened the door, inhaling a lot of smoke, which is why I sound like this. My body has switched to flush everything mode, which is why I sound like I've got a cold. That's my little adventure based around doing that. If there's anything to be picked up from this, please trust your smoke alarms. In the end, everything could be solved with a Hoover, is the short version, which is good. A big problem with it was, no joke, I actually had a stand-up comedy gig 2 days before I recorded this. Just in case, I decided to just go outside, like I found somewhere private, and tried to do my set full voice, and I started choking. So I had to actually go to the person. Thankfully, it was just a friend. I was just doing this as a favor to a friend. I went to her, I was like, I can't do this. I need to leave. So understanding, she let me leave, but it was a shame that I lost a gig because I chose a very bad time to have a fire in my kitchen. For those who are curious, of the 4 slices of pizza that were in that box, 2 were gone. Covered in ash, inedible. Thankfully, 2 slices survived, And you know what? They were not too bad. So yeah, that is my little adventure. Thank you for having me, Carousel.
Thanks to Phil and Sam and Joel for recording their radio diaries for this episode.
I can sympathise. I have been banned from cooking pizza at home. Because on one day, I successfully managed to ruin three different pizzas in three different ways.
How did you do that?
Well, the first one was we have a gas oven and we ran out of gas and I forgot to turn the hob on. Put the pizza in the oven, went up to get the gas, waited 10 minutes, pressed the button, bang! Incinerated the first pizza. Second pizza, got it out of the freezer, put it in the oven, cooked it, took it out, left the polystyrene base on, poisoned the pizza.
Oh no.
Third pizza, take it out of the freezer. Remove the outer packaging. Make sure I take off the polystyrene base. Put it in the oven. Cook the pizza fine. Take it out. Put it on a glass plate. Turn my back for 1 second. Glass plate falls on the floor. Smashes all everywhere. And now I've got pizza covered in glass. That was in the space of an hour. I have been 100% officially banned from cooking pizza. Also, what I also found annoying was I ran out of pizza. So I had to actually order out.
Yes! Carousel Radio.
Apart from being a regular contributor to the radio show, Sam Castle Ward is also a poet and a singer-songwriter whose powerful work focuses on inequality and unfairness. His latest EP, Trapped in This Life, contains five original poems created in response to austerity, ableism, and living through the coronavirus. From the EP, here is I Focus My Energy.
Focus my energy. My mission's established. I focus my energy. I'm traveling through. I know what to do. I chase nothing else but my goal that's been set for me. I glide past scenery that was in front of me. Every movement I make brings me closer to my destination. My target's in sight, all else left behind. I do what I was sent here for. I'm moving on. Not till the end will I stop. I focus my energy. My mission's established. I focus my energy. I'm traveling through. I know what to do. I chase nothing else but my goal has been set for me. I glide past scenery that was in front of me. Every movement I make brings me closer to my destination. My target is in sight, all else left behind. I do what I was sent here for. I'm moving on, not till the end will I stop.
That was Sam Castle Ward with I Focus My Energy from the EP Trapped in This Life, which was also published as a poetry zine and a set of five music videos. You can hear and buy more of Sam's music at samcastleward.bandcamp.com or by visiting samcastleward.com.
That's the end of the show.
Thank you for listening to Carousel Radio.
Well, we've done it now, and that's the end of the show. Special thanks to Jacob, Chazra, and everybody at Team Dominica who contributed to the radio show.
Thanks to Paula.
Thanks to Sam Castle Ward.
Thanks to Luminous Starchild.
Thanks to Joel. Thanks to Philip Gibson.
Thanks to the Castle House Band for the show's theme tune, and special thanks to the Coasters for the song tune you're listening to right now. Also, thanks to Claire. Thanks, Claire.
Thanks.
Thanks to Fran. Thanks, Fran.
Thank you.
And thank you to the newly crowned King of the Ocean, Jason. I bestow upon my subjects the gift of salt.
All beware of the Eldritch Abomination, the Slasher of Veils, the Abyss Dweller in the Deep. All fear the Crustacean King.
Thank you very much.
We'll be back with a new podcast in July.
Thanks for listening and goodbye.
This podcast is brought to you by Carousel, helping people with learning disabilities to reach their potential in the arts.